Sheriff, you want to go first?
In looking at these, of course, the one bid from Bowie and then the Haygood and Campbell bid are just almost dead even. This is my feeling, guys, on the 4th of July, some of our guys forgot to tell us that the gas pump was empty, and I'm talking bone dry empty. I made one call at noon, and they dropped what they were doing on 4th of July, and they brought us fuel on 4th of July. Haygood and Campbell did.
Haygood and Campbell.
They've been servicing us for several years now, and they've never let us down, and when we called them, they came running. It might be cheaper and better on this other end, but then there's a lot to be said about what people will do for you when you're in a bind. And Haygood and Campbell's always been there for us.
I have to agree. I've had the same service.
Kelly Propane, they're local, but that price is it's a little bit higher. So, and Haygood and Campbell's done us a real good job.
So you're recommending Sheriff stay with Haygood and Campbell?
Yes, sir.
Precinct 1.
I am confused because BMH has never bid on ours before because we can't hold a transport load. I can't believe they're bidding.
I'm thinking that's what they did right there, is a transport load.
Yeah, me too.
And if they did, I can't hold a transport load either. 4,000 gallons is most I'm holding. If they can't give us that price right there for 4,000 gallon trip, they can't.
I can't hold 4,000. I need to get about 2,500, but because I don't let it run out.
Yeah. Well, mine has done that on occasion. Stop sucking air, it gets about 75 gallons in the tank, and it's not going to pick up anymore. It has happened, but my question is, there's nowhere on here that says that's per transport load. The others had stuff on there designating that was for transport load.
I don't think BMH has bobtail trucks.
That's why the reason I'm saying
I don't
that,
think
John.
They do either.
I've never seen one.
They've come and brought me fuel in the past over the years, but they've always brought it in a transport. There's never been enough.
Yeah, I don't, that's all transport because I don't think they have one.
If they base their prices on transport load.
Well, but they sure had a variance in the price between you and Bellevue where they knew was a transport load.
Yeah, I didn't know whether that was mileage or transport. They give John about the same price when pretty close.
That's going to be mileage because they're going to go to Dallas to pick up their fuel and bring it back or someplace up there. That's probably be cheaper to come to us because we're a little closer.
I wish they had stipulated that was transport,
Well, I know it is.
It's got to be.
Kind of like them other ones, they did stipulate several of them.
Yeah, but they got they got transports and bobtails. And
some of them do.
Kelly.
Like Haygood.
Haygood, Campbell, and Kelly both have transports.
Both.
Big trucks and bobtails.
Yeah.
When Kelly Propane's bid, they got 311 for all the precincts except Precinct 4. And Precinct 4, it says out to the side, transport load.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So.
They also got a different price for gasoline, but they don't hold the transport load, so they'll probably go back to the dry price.
Okay, Precinct 1.
Okay. I'm going to go with Kelly Propane for diesel because they're the cheapest except for BMH, which I don't think will stand up to theirs, and they have non-ethanol and gasoline, which we don't buy much of anyway.
Okay. Precinct two.
And there's one more thing from the notes on mine. Caddy propane is in Byers, and if we run out, we can go to the station and fill up and they just add a truck there.
Okay. That would be a good reasoning there also.
I think I'm gonna stay with Hay Good and Campbell.
Okay. Precinct three.
Something run down the driveway out here.
That's tears of people trying to figure out what to do.
That's from the leak out there.
Well, I like to stay with Hey Good Kimball, but there's a few cents difference. How do you figure a few cents difference, Johnny?
Well, I guess because of the dependability of the company, I don't know. I've never had, most of the time I call, they get there that day. I don't know if that's enough to justify the differences in the price here, but. Then none of this can be honored very long anyway, with the prices of fuel jumping around like they do.
The ones that called me, I told them to send in the bid as of the day they sent it in.
Right.
And that's all that they could do. And it can vary a nickel up or down from one day to the next.
Ashley Douglas over the bullion trails, over the gas. Yeah. Because my tanks, it's not like the rest of y'all on gas.
Mm-hmm. That's not a real big factor.
No. But I will say that guy from Kelly Propane, Byers, is his name, Richard. He called me and we visited, and he's really tried to work on the business.
Their main deal is in Holiday, but they do own the station in Byers.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me.
I'd like to add to mine, as Kelly Propane is a secondary option. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we need an alternate. I'd have Hay Good and Campbell is my secondary too.
Okay.
I guess I'll go with Hay Good and Campbell and Kelly Propane second.
Okay. Hey, Jay.
I'm going to go with BMH on the diesel. And we'll try to give them a little business here. Ashley and Douglas out of Bowie. I'll go with them on the gas. And let's see, the secondary one, or the secondary one for gas, I'll go with Kelly Propane. Of the buyers.
Okay. Do I have a motion we accept all of these?
I would make a motion that we accept these as presented by precinct.
And the sheriff.
And the sheriff.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, we're going to hold number 15 for a little while.
And Judge, doing my secondary Kelly propane, I realize that it's probably no transfer load. I'm just like the rest of you.
Okay.
Because,
Will probably be the, same price.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into budget session. Jeff, sorry you had to wait an hour.
Vacation.
It's vacation?
It's like a vacation.
Oh.
The way you're driving, we've got the computer not working.
In the budget session, let me explain one thing. Ramona had knee surgery. I did not know she had it scheduled. She is not here today. She is the one that had the main questions. But the commissioners can go over your budget with you as best we can, but we may still need to call you back later.
Do we have a copy of that?
Yes. It's right in the center of mine. Right above district court, district judge, okay. Okay, everybody find it?
Yep.
Okay, Jeff, the one thing that I would say, you're showing a negative budget. Explain to them kind of what's going on and why.
Basically, the reason for a negative budget is sequester. They take 2% of our revenue away and not pay us, and they started that in 2013. Cost a deficit of around $400,000 last year, and the sequester, as I understand, is in effect until in the 2020s. And so that basically means that 80% of our revenue comes from Medicare patients, Medicare, Medicaid patients, and so we're doing all of our Medicare, Medicaid patients at 2% below cost. And that's the easiest explanation I can come up with. Yeah. But, you know, we're not the only person in this boat. You know, all your critical access hospitals are operating the same way. Your PPS hospitals are operating the same way. The doctor's offices are operating the same way. They had a 2% reduction. That's what sequester did back in 2013. And they did not take that out. They were scheduled to take it out. I'd had several emails from people in Washington said it was, and then all of a sudden it got back in. And it's on the books until it's changed. And we don't
at least 17.
Yeah, we're not looking for a change anytime soon. You know, change in Congress, change in leadership up there would probably be the only way we'll see something come across on that. So what they do is they throw the cost back on the community. Yeah. They're not going to raise our taxes, but they're going to put the cost back on the community.
Did Deborah get straightened out the problems with the year past? And
she told me she did. So.
Okay. And we've got the original in front of us, I think, yep. Instead of the newer one.
You got the good one.
Oh, it is the new one?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Was it what I thought it was? She'd put it back on the prior year, or do you know? Yeah.
It defaulted. Just strictly a clerical thing. It could have probably been solved. If, you know,
yeah.
We just had some communication between the two departments.
I was pretty sure that's what it was, but without seeing both of it in front of you, you don't ever know. Any questions you've got of Jeff?
I've got one for you. Is their budget the same as ours? We cannot approve a deficit budget?
No, it's not. Okay. Because they have the carryover from the previous year. The present year's budget's a negative, but that's not counting the carryover. So actually, we can approve a negative budget for the year as long as we got enough carryover to cover it. That's what they're doing.
Okay. That is not showing.
Yeah. Theirs is a little different from a normal line in the essence that they have their own bank account, and they're just showing the operating budget here and not the fact that they've got money in the bank to start with.
What's your feeling for the future? Is it going to be nip and tuck for?
This is my personal opinion of what healthcare, where healthcare is going. There's not anybody out there knows what's exactly going to happen. My philosophy is to be prepared to move in the directions that we need to move when the time is right. And right now, with healthcare where it's at, there's not a good stable plan out there. You just have to do the best you can with what you have. You know, that's kind of, you know, the way I'm going at this point. Because I don't think any of your experts or in Washington is going to come up and tell you, oh, it's going to do this, because they don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where we're going.
Executive order can change that in 30 seconds.
Yeah. PNN phone call.
PNN phone call.
But I don't expect that to happen anytime soon. But it's just, you know, we're kind of in a void until we get some leadership.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to change for the better. I mean, make it worse.
I don't think it'll get better. And there's so many issues out there. You know, we can sit here all day and discuss every issue and every scenario that can happen to that issue. You know, so.
But if it just keeps plugging along like it is, then y'all are going to be pretty much okay. But
we're going to use our cash up. Over a period of a long-term period, you know, 5-10 years, we'll, you know, somewhere in that time frame, you know, we'll use our cash up unless something changes. You know? And it's going to have to change, because we're not unique here. Every small hospital, every large hospital are having the same type of cash issues. You know, you take and cut 2% of your revenue on your Medicare patients when you're 80% Medicare. It's devastating. Mm-hmm. Even as small as we are, it's devastating. And you talk about hospitals that do, you know, 50 million, 100 million, it's really devastating to those people.
I don't see how they overcome it.
What?
I don't see how they keep overcoming it. Oh, you know, keep operating.
Everybody's running the risk.
It's
well, it's going to end up to your private pay and your insurance patients that are not Medicare or Medicaid to have to pick up more of the difference or swap the percentages. And rural areas, we're not growing that many more younger people that are insured. It's more going Medicare and Medicaid.
And affordable care doesn't pay anything. Yeah, I mean, it's bad. It doesn't pay us anything, you know, hardly. It's bad. It's between Medicaid and Medicare rates, and those are bad. So. And then we still have, you know, well, I think last year it was $1 million worth of charity care that we put out. Our auditors told us that it'd be more beneficial to write more off to charity if we can, because it'd be more beneficial on our cost report. So the last 5 months of this fiscal year, we have made a real push to write to charity and see if it'll make a difference on the cost report. They said it would. And there's things that we're doing, you know, we've got grants last week for a complete repair to our elevators, $150,000 worth of grants. That's not gonna cost us anything. And we'll do both our elevators completely, all the electronics completely replaced. We replaced a jack in it about 3 years ago, and the other jack is the only thing that's not gonna be replaced when they go in there and do this. They're gonna take all the pumps, all the electronics out, that which will be a good thing. And the building's in good shape. There's no major issues with it. We're not in good shape, but we're in better shape than a lot of hospitals. And I just think it's just, you know, we just keep good management in place and do what we need to do as we go along. We'll survive it until it turns.
We've had several questions through the court, and I've talked to you about the concerns of the software system that was bust. Say it in those words.
Yeah.
Explain it to them.
Basically, we bought new software back in 2011. It was implemented in 2012. Implementation, it did not go good. And now we got to a point where when they tried to fix it, it made it worse. And we have decided to move away from it. And this is a $900,000 move that we're gonna make. We did negotiate just $100,000 up front, which I think you've probably seen the check go through. And then in May of next year, using our cost report settlement to pay a minimum of $400,000 toward it, and then we'll make payments on the balance of that for 12 months. We just have to, because we're not able to. Statements, we're having to do our statements manually. We have coding issues. We have just all type of issues. We're no longer on an electronic medical record. We're doing paper records because of the failure. Now, in research of, you know, what legal recourses we have toward this, there is one SOC lawsuit filed in federal court right now against them. We are trying to make this a class action to where we can all jump on board. It'd be much cheaper. We feel that, you know, by their failure to remain nationally certified, that's a big issue, because if you're not nationally certified in 2016, we would lose another 1-2% reimbursement. And so it's just got, there's a lot of layers there. Basically, it doesn't work. And it's not working, and they can't seem to fix it. And we've moved forward, and we're, you know, going with a company named CPSI. They currently are in Nakona, Bowie, Electra, Vernon,
Alney,
yeah, in the area. They all are using them. It's going quite well. They're growing real fast, and we're in major mode of going live September 1st. So I had people in Alabama last week, and there'll be some more people going to Alabama next week for training and programming. So it was just a decision, you know, if you don't make it, you know, we're gonna close. Just because you can't send out statements, you can't get money in.
And at the time that the board went with this company, it was one of the three topped in this, ranked in the state.
NextGen is a Fortune 500 company, you know. They're very good on the outpatient side. They moved to the inpatient side back in 2001 or 2003. They went to the inpatient side, and their product is not the same product they have on the outpatient side.
Didn't mesh.
So outpatient side is still great, you know. But then there's a division, you know, two different companies inside the company. So they have the money to give us all a reimbursement. Let's put it that way. So
you think that's a very good possibility?
Several years down the road. Don't look for it.
But before they
don't look for it.
Go to the court systems and all that.
3-5 years, maybe longer. Somewhere down the road, we may see something back. And we, I think we had 600. We had about 700,000 in it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Is what did you?
We did have cost around $700,000 in it.
Plus almost $1 million worth of new equipment and stuff.
Well,
which is going to work with this other company.
Total with new equipment and add-ons, it was around $1 million. So that's around 300,000 plus okay. the seven. So it wasn't another whole million. So.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Getting that seven back would sure be a big
getting a piece step of it up back.
On paying for the new one. With.
Getting a piece of it back would be a great
deal. Yeah, right. You know. Well. So.
But you do expect maybe to get something back?
There's a possibility. I mean, you know, if we can go through federal and get in a class action, I would say yes. You know, doing it on our own, it's going to be more expense. And I'd say yes, somewhere down the road, we'd get a nuisance out of it. But not next year. You know, nothing moves that fast.
You mentioned that Otis, not Otis, but the elevator business, you're getting a grant to do it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Electronically update them and everything?
The elevators?
Yeah, you mentioned the elevators.
They're going to put all new pumps, all new electrical system in it, all new switches. Everything will be new except one pump jacked. And, you know, like I said, we've already replaced one of them, and they go until they get a leak.
And that, then your maintenance and stuff and everything will still be with Otis?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This grant that was helping to pay for part of this?
100%.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. The grant was $75,000, and the foundation has agreed to match it $75,000, and the bid to do all this is $150,000.
Yeah.
So.
And that grant was through
State of Texas.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
The small business grant they give out about 13 a year. So the foundation is helping us with capital now. I don't know if you've noticed, they are helping us with capital purchases, which is good, and that's what they were meant to do. So, and then another thing, Dr. Sanchez, she's finishing her first year next month, and she her practice is probably full, you know, if not, we are, you know, trying to recruit another physician. That being said, we're going to see more cash coming in because of we're through our first year with her. We went, you know, doing the red tape stuff, you know, we went 6-7 months. And we could not bill anything that she did. So she had a large AR out there, a little over 200,000. And as of last week, we finally got her last numbers to be able to file the bulk of the rest of that. So that will, there's a lot of things, that there's a lot of positive things, but you know, there's more negative than there is positive in my world right now. That's why I say I was glad to sit here. I didn't have to listen to everybody gripe up. This isn't working, that isn't working.
When a new physician comes into a hospital like this, don't it take a while for them major insurance companies to get business? Yeah, that's
all
what you're...
All it does is just build up, and then when we finally get the right numbers and stuff, bang, it goes out, and then it comes in, you know, the same way. So, and
that's they drag their feet pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they make money. Longer they can keep it, the more they're going to make. And it cost us, you know, I would say, you know, to have her here this year, you know, to cash flow her operation, it was close to $500,000 to, you know, cash flow her operation with very little income coming back during the year, you know, so. But that's about normal, you know, that I've seen.
I don't hear much about her one way or the other. Is she doing good?
Doing good. I mean, like I said, she's seen at least 16 patients a day. And that's more than her dad. Her dad thinks he's 8. And Dr. Greer is way up there too. So, and then Dr. Wolf is up there, you know, in the teens. So, yeah, staying busy. And there is like I said, there is a definite need. You know, we have a critical need for another physician. You know, because we did not know Dr. Greer. You know, I don't think he has any plans of retiring. But you know, he could drop a bomb on me any day, and that would be another devastating blow. You know, because we'd then. I think at that point, my recommendation, if I didn't have somebody recruited, is to hire a physician and just have a clinic where a physician come in so we could get somebody to come in here on a permanent basis. That'd be my recommendation, you know, to the board, if that happens, you know. But there's no telling any of us going to be here tomorrow, so.
He's 3 or 4 years older than I am, so.
How many years has he been a physician here, I guess?
Oh.
Dr. Greer?
40.
Since 40 or 50?
Since Rocks?
since dark, ever since I was a little
I'd say 48 years, somewhere in that word.
Ever been a
47, 48.
Wow.
Really?
I can figure it out. he graduated from Midwestern in 60, so he'd been out of medical school in 64. I mean, 64.
68, 6 or 8, yeah.
64 plus a 2 years residency.
Right.
66. And then he went to Army for
six years. Right. He was either 2 or 3.
Two, okay.
I know he went to Vietnam.
So it's been since about 1970.
That'd be 44.
It's longer than that, I know. Because I've been here 43, and he was here at least 2 or possibly 3 years longer than I was. I've been here. So.
Well, he must not serve very long. You know,
a couple years in Army.
Yeah. I do know that he worked in a MASH unit in Vietnam, you know.
Wow.
We moved back here in 76, and he...
Well,
he's been a doctor ever since we've been here.
Yeah.
And he was already several years before that, I know.
Maybe we need to let him find us a replacement for him.
He tried. He tried with Dr. Pino, and that did not work out well, as everybody knows. And I don't think he'll try again. So,
okay.
Well,
he handpicked Dr. Pino.
Unfortunately, I don't think he'll make that.
Well, Dr. Parkey started out with him too.
Yeah, Dr. Parkey started. Yeah, but we picked up Dr. Parkey out of Oklahoma. So,
yeah. Any other questions, Jeff?
All right.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yours is one. It's got to be what it's got to be, and hope for the best.
It'll be good.
Okay. I knew Jeff started out in the lab or somewhere.
Yeah, he worked in the hospital all
these
years.
Did he work in the hospital all these years?
Yes.
Is that what he was saying?
40 something years.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
He is
42.
He's been the administrator 10 or 12 years now.
About 10.
He worked everywhere,
but for a long time he was lab.
Yeah. This is my 12th year, and I believe he's been administrator for that long. Pretty possible, but not when I came on.
Now, after Browning, we had the young guy.
Yeah.
Had Gill for a little while, and then we had the...
Your secretary's husband.
Yeah.
Browning was here when I came.
Browning was here. He wasn't. I can't remember if he was here when I came or right after I came. That's been a long time, so.
Well, Gil wasn't about a year, was he, or something?
Yeah, he was just interim. He was not intentionally, he was there to kind of help straighten up the finances from Browning. And he did a good job of what he was doing.
I wish I could remember that.
I know where they went. They went to East Texas, but.
Who was the secretary? You said it was the secretary's husband?
Yeah, and I can see her face like everything, but I can't even remember her name.
I can't either.
It was your secretary?
Yeah. Little blackhead lady?
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, I do.
I probably got it written down in there somewhere, but I can't think right
now. Well, I sure hope you would.
I had her phone number for a while and visited with them once later.
I want to say Karen, but that ain't right.
Well, Carolyn's what I was thinking, but that doesn't sound right either.
No.
When I come up with it, I'll put out an announcement
there
so
you'll
know.
Send an email.
Okay, are we ready to go into executive closed session to talk about abatement offers for Triangle Bridge?
You have a great day.
All right, take care.
We're gonna do more budget today, right?
We need to get through this, and I don't think we'll bring anybody out, because without Ramona here, it's probably not gonna be final anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's probably got some questions about the hospital stuff. Maybe, I don't know. It seemed like I remember her having some issues with her budget, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. I think maybe the way
we need to shut this off.
Straighten those out.
Yes, you need a.
Oh, right, sure.